Former and current Charlotte-Mecklenburg school board members and some local clergy gathered Tuesday to voice their opposition to House Bill 514 and threaten a lawsuit. The legislation would allow the towns of Matthews, Mint Hill, Cornelius, and Huntersville to use property taxes to operate their own charter schools. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
At a press conference held at Little Rock AME Zion Church, opponents of HB 514 compared it to Southern education policies of the 1950s implemented to keep schools segregated. Former school board chair Arthur Griffin says HB 514 would contribute to resegregation because a town-run charter would allow admission preference for children who live in the four towns.
To have a charter school that specifically limits your attendance to kids who live in that community when it's a predominantly white community really crosses the line for me. So we need to stand up and fight institutional racism and let our legislators know that we're not going to sit down and take this. And it's not going to be a one-shot deal, meaning we're going to have a press conference, we're going to go away.
Amen. Supporters of the legislation say the bill is designed to give students in the towns more options closer to home. Republican Jeff Tart, who represents Huntersville and Cornelius and supports the legislation, says it will also relieve overcrowding in the town's schools.
We continue just the proliferation of trailers all over the county, and this gives the cities an opportunity to participate in providing funding or seeking and raising funds to build schools, so that can't be a bad thing. Choice is not a bad thing.
CMS officials say no public hearings were held on HB 514, and they predict it will erase their efforts to diversify schools. Board member Erica Ellis Stewart says the bill will further pit the city against the suburbs, haves against have-nots, and blacks against whites.
When we were meeting with the town of Matthews, we were told behind the scenes, don't talk about race. We know that at the very root of this, it is about race. It is about economic division and class. And we have to call a spade and be willing to take the fight to the street, to the legislature, and even to the courthouse if that is what's required.
HB 514 was introduced last year by Republican Bill Brawley, who represents Matthews and Mint Hill. He has criticized CMS for not providing students with a quality education, one reason he says township parents want their own charter. But Rosalind Mickelson, a professor of sociology at UNC Charlotte, says studies have not shown that charter schools are better academically. A report she co-authored this year on state and local charter schools did find that charters are becoming less diverse.
Initially, charters served low-income children of color. Today, numerically, in North Carolina, charters serve children who tend to be white, Asian, and economically well-off.
Mickelson says this can only lead to more segregated schools.
If this bill passes, it will be a driver of segregation in public education. It's not even subtle. What we have today is, it's not called freedom of choice, it's called charter school choice. And the way it's being designed is going to have the same effect.
Local education leaders say they will go to court to keep HB 514 from being implemented. The state NAACP issued a press release stating they are prepared to take legal action against the legislation. Town officials at the center of this issue have not committed to building charter schools. Many see it as leverage over CMS. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.